Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And I'll tell you something, if you've been listening all this week, you can't help but be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Dolores Winder, just out of the blue in 1956, she began to have what they diagnosed as advanced osteoporosis, which started causing her bones to get old and brittle way before their time. The disease progressed and her organs started shutting down. She had a body cast, body brace, neck brace, the worst pain a human could have. And the last step before someone dies, when their pain is so unbearable, is where they literally burn out the nerve centers in the brain so that the part of the body that's experiencing the pain feels nothing. It's not a reversible surgery. They did two of these surgeries on her. She found out about Catherine Coleman, who has a great healing ministry. But of course, although she was a strong Christian, she did not believe in healing. But she felt like the Lord said that her youngest son, she would get a revelation on what to do with him, because she was going to die any day now. And incidentally, that son literally said to his mother, just out of the blue, "You're going to be healed, Mom." And so she goes to this meeting. She gets her answer because she was introduced to the Holy Spirit and had a vision that the Holy Spirit will be around her young son and take care of him. And all of a sudden, something happened that's not supposed to happen. Her legs were on fire. A medical doctor from Johns Hopkins had a word of knowledge. He persuades her to take off her body cast, and she comes forward, and she finds she's able to walk. She's able to bend down. And then Catherine Coleman touches her. And I guess you, Dolores, you were in so much shock that when you went down in the Spirit, you probably didn't think this can't happen, because already you were moving your legs yourself off the ground, because all you could do before was just kind of shuffle and you could feel things. So what's going on inside of that brain of yours?
I don't think I could really tell you, because it wasn't, I felt as though it had to be somebody else and not me.
Well, the woman that took you, okay, you get in your car, you're driving home. What's the conversation like?
She said to me before we... Well, I have to back up a minute here, because Dr. O'Ellen met me out in the lobby after it was over. And he said to me, "Dolores, I need to caution you about something." And I thought, oh, here it comes. Here's the catch. And he said, "Satan's going to try to tell you you haven't been healed." Now, I was in church all my life. We never talked about Satan. And I backed off from him, and he said, "Just remember what I cautioned you about." And I went home wondering, what were these people like? What would he mean by that? And we got out to the car, and Dale said, "Put your cast on." And I said, "No." And so I wouldn't put the cast on again. She said, I'm afraid to take you home without it. And I said, "No." So finally we started home. And then she said to me, "What are you going to tell Bill?" And I thought, oh, my, I don't know. And so we were both pretty much in a fog. And when we got home, she was driving Bill's car, but she parked across in her driveway. And they were very anxious because it was very late. And Chris was watching, opened the door, saw me step out of the car for the first time in his life by myself. Dale said to me, "I'm not going over with you. I don't know what happened." And I said, "I can't go over alone." Well, Chris settled that, because he came over and grabbed me around the waist and started carrying me. And he was saying, "You were healed. You were healed." We went into the house. Bill said to me, all right, where is your cast? And I said, it's in the car. And he said, all right. He said to Chris, let's get her to bed. And Chris said, can we go to church in the morning? And I said, yes. Bill said, Chris, we'll talk about this tomorrow. Let's get her to bed. And I slept in a valley of a hospital bed. And Bill got me to bed in that position. And I slept. But he said to me, he was in his bed, and he said to me, no, that was the next day. He said, I don't think you could get in that cast now. And I tried it on, and it couldn't because I was straight. The cast was made for a crooked body. So this is what happened, and I had to learn something. The whole Bible is real. It's truth. And in meeting the Holy Spirit, he changed everything. Because I knew that I knew God was with me. And he was right there and took care of things. He managed the whole show.
Well, tell me what happened when you went for the first time to your doctor.
Well, I called and made an appointment. And I told them, don't tell him I'm coming in. And so he came into the room and saw me sitting there, and he said, Dolores, what are you doing here? Because he was waiting for Bill to call him and tell him I was dead. And I said, I want you to check me. And he said, something's happened to you. You look different. And he said, what do you want me to check? And I said, everything. So he got me up, stood me up, and the nurses were holding me. And he said, bend over. And he was trying to bend me. And I just pushed their hands aside and went down and touched the floor. And when I stood up and turned around to look at him, he said, let me see your sore. That was the first thing he thought about. And I showed him my sore, and he said, it's scarred over. What happened? I said, no, I want you to check everything. Got on the table, could turn over by myself.
What happened to that bone that was sticking out?
It was still out, but it had a covering over it of flesh. And then he started checking and running his hands, his fingers down. He said, doesn't that hurt? Up where the shoulder that I could still feel in. And I said, no. And then he said to me, I suppose you want me to use the pin too. He said, your spine is straight. And I said, yes, I want you to use the pin. And he barely touched my right foot with a sharp point. And I said, it's sharp. And he said, tell me what happened, but let me sit down. And he sat down on his stool and started crying. And I knew that somehow he would know this happened a different way. And it would be logical, because I was a very logical person. And I told him what happened. And I said, now, Van, tell me another way this could have happened. And he said, Dolores, this is truly a miracle of God, and you have work to do for him.
Now, Dolores, that doctor didn't realize how prophetic he was, but some strange things, good things, started happening to you. Like your hands, you would feel almost like electric currents were going through your hands, and there would be spots in your hands that would be burning hot. What happened? What did you do when that happened?
Tried to hide my hands, not touch anyone. I really fought this because it was not according to my way.
Well, you were teaching a Bible study one day, and someone brushed against you, which you had no control over that. And what happened to that person?
They fell over. And
it was the Spirit of God just went out of you and just knocked them down to the floor.
Yes. And it happened to about five people before I could get out of there. I was trying to get out without any disturbance, but I'm afraid the Holy Spirit disturbed the whole thing, and he was working and doing a job.
And then you sat down and got some counsel from a pastor that said, find out what happened to these people. What happened to these people?
Well, the first woman was so incredible. She had not cried in 18 years. Her father was an alcoholic, and the children dare not cry, and he would beat them. She her grandfather died. She loved her grandfather. And the father came home after the father, after the grandfather had died, and she was crying in her room. And he went in and beat her so bad that she could not even get up and go to the funeral. And she had not cried for 18 years. And she got up off the floor and thought someone had poured water on her. She was crying. And the tears started flowing. And how wonderful it was. Another woman was healed of arthritis and just a different thing.
Well, Catherine Kuhlman, you used to say, arthritis, that's automatic. Until one doctor walked up to her one time and said, Miss Kuhlman, don't you know there's no cure for arthritis?
That's right. That's right.
But it was automatic for her almost. She had so many people healed of arthritis. Well, when did you realize that when this electric current went through you and you prayed for people, they got healed?
Well, I wasn't even praying for people.
Just touched them.
It was happening. And I wanted Bill to move away where no one would know what happened to me. And we could just go on with our life. And he said, God didn't heal you for me to hide you. I can't do that. And it was very difficult because we had a marriage to be renewed. We had a family life that needed taken care of. And I just wanted to do that, but found that I couldn't. And it seemed, Bill said, someone would know you regardless of where we would go.
Well, when you read her book, Surprised by Healing, she really was surprised. I mean, she has just the most reluctant miracle ministry you've ever seen. She went kicking and screaming and walks in the most outrageous miracles you have ever heard of. Someone that doesn't believe in healing, get this book for them. Someone that believes in healing, she will mentor you in some of the most fascinating concepts of the miraculous. We're making this book available for a donation of $18. I want you to call or write today for the book, Surprised by Healing. And when you read this book, I'm believing many of you will be like the other reports we're getting. They begin to pray and they get healed.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself
one new man.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.